All right, so starting with these last couple of scrimmages, you've got two in a span of 3 days. What did you see? What stood out most? We can start with offense, then we'll roll into the defense.
I think offensively, you know, we finish our runs. We're still a young line. I wouldn't say so much young, but maybe inexperienced. But we fired off the ball. We play aggressive, and that's the thing that I take away, that we always play aggressive. It's the little things of finding who to block, or if they shift into a different front, you know, adapting to that. So overall, though, I mean, I was very pleased with their effort and what we did today.
As a coaching staff, I feel like I've heard a lot about this offensive line, just getting them prepared. What are some things you can do with a younger offensive line to get them prepared for a year?
We do a lot of pods. What they are is just one play, but with different fronts, and we rotate, you know, and it's just repetition. More reps, more reps, more reps. And I think, you know, when the game starts, we'll be good. But otherwise, you know, I thought we played very well, and that's the things we can practice on. And once we get in season where you can just do it constantly, I think that's where, you know, muscle memory and all that. So
then on the defensive side of the ball, some things that you've seen these last couple of days.
You know, defensively, we've looked pretty darn good this summer. I knew that this would be one of the better defenses that we have had, just because of they've done it. They've been there. They've had that same, you know, they've been in the system now for 4 years, and they've grown up, and we're pretty solid all the way around. And the thing that we do well is that we're fast. Like, we're so fast on defense. So I am still a little frustrated with the angles, like where we're lining up, maybe on something when they run up to a tight end or they shift over. But those are little things that just take, you know, some time to teach. And the big thing about, like, the summer stuff is getting film, right? So now you have something to show the kids and have some classroom time so they can see what you're talking about when you actually tell them the block down, pinch down, or whatever.
As a team as a whole, biggest point of emphasis before week one against Wawasee?
I was going to say that it's probably going to be conditioning, make sure that we can condition. They're going to be through platooning. We don't do that. I mean, we do it some, but not a whole lot, you know. So I would say conditioning and making sure that we know our blocking assignments and that we're not surprised when we see something funky, you know, like an empty set or anything, that we adjust well. So, and I think that we'll get to there. I think, you know, Wawasee's going to have a really good team this year. I mean, they got a lot coming back and huge numbers. So we'll be an uphill challenge facing them right off the bat.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you very much.